Tell us a little bit about the season. 14 wins, 3 draws, 2 defeats. You must be well pleased.
Oh, we had a great season from day one. From last year, we had a bad season last year, and when we reset this year, we got a couple of players in, and the whole team's been training together, and it's been fantastic. The commitment from everyone has been unbelievable, and the sponsorship has been good too.
Good rivalry, of course, with the Swilly Rovers team also in that division, and for much of the season, they weren't far behind you.
No, they weren't far behind us for a while. They were ahead of us at 1.2, but results went our way, and we kept doing our thing. We happened to get to the top of the table a couple of weeks ago, and we've held our spot since then.
Now, you weren't the top scorers, but defence is also important, and by the looks of things, you had a pretty good defence.
We had a good defence. We had a very good defence this year, and the midfield, and just everything about the team was fantastic this year. The commitment and the dedication and how we played our games and played our style, it was fantastic.
Tell us a little bit about the management team. No doubt they deserve credit as well.
All the management was unbelievable. The way they done everything was absolutely outstanding.
Give us
from
a few names. Give us a few names of the key personnel.
Ray Freel and Paul Gallagher and Paul Doherty. They were the main names for the management this year, and they were outstanding. What they put into the team was unbelievable.
And do you think during the season there was any particular turning point when, you know, you got through a game and felt, yes, this is a match that can give us the momentum to go on and push and get that title?
The Swilly game, when we won 2-0, it really did bring the whole spirit to the team that we think we can go and do this year.
And Owen, finally, before we let you go, next year up to Division 1, it's going to be tougher, but no doubt you're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it, and we're hoping we're going to compete in that league too. We're only building, we're only back playing Saturday football 3 years, and look what we've done now.